Who can resist asking the question, if I could just go back and do it all again, how would I do it differently?
I majored in art history with a German minor, and if I could go back and do it all over again, I would probably choose something a little more practical.
Advice from you out there for the graduating class of 2012 who don't have the luxury of going back 4 years. Their eyes are facing firmly forward at the challenging job market and a world erupting in change. Higher education itself is perhaps on slightly higher ground to see what might be coming, and some of the changes are aimed directly at colleges themselves. Here to continue our conversation on disruptive changes afoot in higher education is Liz Coleman, president of Bennington College. Madam President, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Nice to be here.
How much of the challenges that graduates see in the job market are mirrored in disruptions in higher education, the changing identity for college? And we'd love to get the perspective of someone who's going to have to make some tough decisions over the next few years.
Yeah, well, I think the best way to look at it is to hope that the pressure on us to be as good as we can be in developing the resourcefulness of our students will make us generate a more compelling education rather than simply looking at it as kind of grinding our teeth and digging in and giving up things. My expectation is that it will push us to a much more interdisciplinary education and an education that begins to focus much more directly on the resourcefulness and confidence of our students.
Is the notion of a four-year college degree getting a new look by college administrators in the sense that there are pieces of education that involve very practical skills, there are pieces that involve sort of dropping out and kind of figuring out who you are, and then there are pieces that involve, you know, very, very specialized training? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is a complex mix. At Bennington, ever since we began, there has been a term where every single student every year goes out and works for 7 weeks. That's a very direct way of learning what it is to engage the world outside of college, and particularly the world of work. That is a compelling way to put those pieces together. One thing I would emphasize is that there are things that are really best learned about the world of work at work. And that schools are really best at developing human capacities that involve thinking, seeing, listening, looking. The world of work is best developing those special skills that particular jobs demand.
Well, look, here's a notion that might mix them together in a slightly different way. We've been asking for our listeners to give advice to the class of 2012, and here's a listener from Pittsburgh.
If I did it over again, I probably wouldn't have gone to college. I probably would have waited 2 years or did community college and then figured out where I wanted to go from there. The job is nice, but the debt is terrible.
All right. Now, he's really addressing your business model and some other liberal arts colleges' business model. What if you were to take that construction there and design a set of products that will address it? Could you offer a two-year program, something that would be sort of work study, some sort of interdisciplinary, non-debt approach to education? Maybe it would take 6 years. Maybe it would involve on-campus and off-campus experiences, but you'd capture that listener. Hello, Liz?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, did you hear my question there?
Well, what happened is somebody came in and started asking me to count to five and thought I was someone else.
I see. Well, that's interesting. Well, that's a sort of a mystery. Do you think that people who want to delay college or go to a community college and figure out what they want to do before they make the decision of going into serious debt, do you think that's an opportunity for a university like Bennington?
Yeah, I think the idea of people taking time, in other words, it's automatic. You know, you spend your life from about 4 years old on a kind of treadmill. And at the time of graduation of high school, those people who have the wherewithal to take some time, I think it's a great opportunity to do so. We do have to recognize that most people don't. They don't have the option of spending a year doing something else and then kind of in some orderly way going to college. But certainly for those who do, it's an exciting idea. As you know, many business schools won't even let you attend until you've had years out in the world, and there's no question that an education benefits from the richness of the life experience of students.
Well, that notion really comes through in this listener bit of advice for the class of 2012.
Don't go to law school. Spend that money someplace else, like buying a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. You'll be happier and more wealthy.
Buy a business or start a business before you go to college. Can Bennington College address that issue, assist students who are attempting to do something like that before college?
I think it's hard to ask an institution to develop relationships with students before there are students there. Obviously, our primary obligation, in fact, our exclusive obligation, is to the education of the students who are at the college. I think one mistake we tend to make is to ask educational institutions to solve all the problems of a society, particularly when it's in trouble. It's a huge task to really transform the capacity of our students to do more and to live a fuller life.
What if we did something much more simple, Liz Coleman? What if we basically offered college credit for someone who did a startup business and then moved into a liberal arts education or developed some sort of entrepreneurship curriculum?
Sure. I think entrepreneurship is a glorious thing to develop, but I don't think that we're in the business, nor should we be, of evaluating people's business activities. It's quite a sufficient challenge to develop those capacities for entrepreneurship within the institution, and I think we can. But I don't see, I think it's kind of wishful thinking to think that we can evaluate and judge all the aspects of human beings' work outside the institution.
Indeed. Liz Coleman is the president of Bennington College. I don't want to put you on the spot as a commencement speaker, but do you have advice for the class of 2012?
Oh, yeah. I think that the most important thing is that they realize the enormity of their capacities as human beings and that they have the patience and confidence to succeed, and they will succeed.
All right. Advice there from the president of Bennington College, Liz Coleman. We'd love your advice for the class of 2012. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. President, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.